When I greet you this morning in our Savior's name, we heard a lot about Thanksgiving this morning already. It seemed our whole service, even our Sunday school lesson, had to do with thanks. Just something I was thinking about as we were singing Amazing Grace. When I lived in Phoenix, there was a young fellow, and I have no clue who this was, but he showed up for one of our hymn singings. We had our hymn singing in the fellowship hall. We were all sitting around tables, and all of a sudden, he broke out singing Amazing Grace. He didn't want anybody helping him. He wanted to sing it for the congregation. And it kind of took us out of our comfort zone. We weren't used to having solos sung in church like that, but it was one of the most God-honoring, praiseful songs I believe I've ever heard. And I just, my mind just had to go back to that. How that God sometimes works in ways we don't quite get right away, but yet he blesses us so much. Children, I had a paper written up for you. It's still laying at home. So you have some blank papers this morning, and I'm going to give you the sentences to put onto your paper as we go through the message this morning. I've titled my message, "In Everything Give Thanks," 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Thanksgiving this week. Now, you're going to probably hear some things that Dana shared Wednesday night. Marcus started out this morning. I told him, I said, you could just go right on and finish the message. He was doing real good with what I'm thinking this morning. So bless you, Marcus, for that. But Thanksgiving is this week. It's a day that we kind of lay aside to give special thanks to God. We eat. Some of you have probably been hungry already when you saw the cookies up here this morning. I told Harold I need a cup of coffee. We think of food. We think of all the good food that's laid out in front of us. That's Thanksgiving. When I think of my childhood years, we have tables that are laid out with turkey dressing. We got corn, we got mashed potatoes and gravy, all the good things to eat. We think of time with family, in the living room, playing games. Today it's playing with our phones. Spending family time together, good family time. I have a cousin that his Sunday morning, his Thanksgiving morning thing was going hunting with Dad. They would go rabbit hunting every Thanksgiving morning. We came over to be with them for the day. They still went hunting. That was something they did together. They would grab their guns and away they would go. I don't know if they come back with anything or not, but they had a good time together, father and son. It's a time when we realize that we have so many blessings. It doesn't matter who we are sitting here this morning. We've got blessings that we don't realize. We have lots of blessings. Many things to be thankful for. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And I'm going to ask you to stand again. And we're going to read verse 18 together this morning. I'll give you just a second to find that. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's do that again. I don't think we're all quite ready. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank you. You may be seated. In everything give thanks. We had a little discussion this morning sitting back here in the pastor's study, and I found out when we start looking at giving thanks in every situation, we have lots of different ideas. But it says here, 1 Thessalonians there, it says, in everything give thanks. So how am I to give thanks in every situation? Children, one of the first things you are to write down is I am to give thanks in every event. Maybe the circumstance isn't what I want to see. Christmas Day 1980, I was just a young fella. We were going to Grandma's house for Christmas. It was snowing, or it had snowed. It was slushy. We come around a gradual curve. Dad wasn't going fast. But all of a sudden, the car started whipping around in the road. We ended up having an accident. We totaled the car. There was two of us, went to the hospital. I wasn't thrilled. The mashed potatoes and the Monopoly game were all mixed together in the trunk. How can I be thankful when we have an accident? Nobody died. So you say, okay, then what about those that do die? We have accidents. There are people that do die. Maybe we can't see it right at the time. But over time, there are things to be thankful for. God is always good. If we could see death from God's point of view, I remember the message that Harold shared at my father-in-law's funeral. If we could see death from God's point of view, it's a total different picture. Death isn't so sad anymore. Yeah, we miss our friends. We miss those that go on. But in God's view, it's beautiful to Him if we were ready to die. We're to give thanks in every event, every circumstance. Am I thankful when my checking account is bigger than normal? It's okay. We can be thankful for that. But if I'm not thankful when it's not, then I question, why am I thankful? Is my focus on my checking account? But how can we be thankful? Let's back up one verse. I hope you're still there. If not, that's okay. We're going to back up one verse. It says, pray without ceasing. Maybe this is a key how we can be thankful. We're staying connected to the Father through prayer. Then we can see what we have to be thankful for. When I have an attitude of prayer, I'm a whole lot more likely to respond with thanksgiving. When I'm not connected, when I don't have that attitude of prayer, I can find all kinds of things not to be thankful for. A grateful attitude will result in an obedient attitude. God allows things to happen for the best to those that love the Lord. Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm chapter 1 or Psalm 1. Not exactly a place where we go to look at thanksgiving. But yeah, let's look at verse 1 and 2 here in Psalm 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, one who does not follow the advice of the wicked. He doesn't join into that. He's blessed. Then it says in verse 2, his delight is in the law of the Lord. What is the law of the Lord? It's a scripture. He delights in that. He meditates. And because we can understand what our future holds, we can be thankful. As we read scripture, we understand what direction God wants us to walk. There's a thankfulness that comes out of that. We have a choice to make. What direction is my walk going to be? If my walk is with the Lord, I have a future that is bright. I have heaven ahead of me. If I don't have a walk that's following the Lord, I also have a future. But it's not a good future. It's a future lost in eternity. We think of our place of eternity, and it makes us thankful for what Jesus did for us. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is our mediator. Dana's been talking about the Holy of Holies. The veil has been rent. It's been opened up. We can now come to Him, come to the Father through Jesus. Are we thankful for that? Have I taken time this week to think about my Father, what He did for me on the cross, what Jesus did for us on the cross? Have I thought about my lostness, where I am without him. When we think about these things, when we ponder on them, it brings a thanksgiving into our heart for what he's done for us. Take your Bibles again, turn to Psalm 68. Verse 19 says, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah." There's a phrase in here, "with benefits," that is actually not in the original, but somewhere it's been added. But let's understand a little bit why that phrase is here, and I think it'll make sense to us. What I understand this verse really to be saying is, blessed is the Lord who daily loadeth us, or who puts on our backs, maybe I shouldn't say on our backs, but yet he gives us many good things. He loadeth us. And then he carries us. When we have a difficult time, he carries us. So if he loadeth us with things, those are benefits, aren't they? So we do receive many, many good benefits. I thought we'd take time this morning, but I don't think we will. Just to talk a little bit about our benefits. What are your benefits? We could probably share a lot this morning about the benefits that we are blessed with. But so many benefits that we have that we take for granted. Isaiah 63, verse 7. And children, you can write this one down. Isaiah 63, verse 7. A word here that I've heard, I'm not sure how many times this morning now. "I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindness." I will mention the loving kindness, God's favor, his merciful kindness. If I were to ask you to raise your hand this morning, if you have not felt God's love, not felt his loving kindness, I hope there would be no hands. Every one of us, I think, has opportunity. We all have opportunity, and I think we've all felt his loving kindness in our lives, his mercy. "According to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us," or he's treated us well. Way better than we treat other people. Colossians 3, verse 17. It says, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." Every thought, every action should begin with thanking God and end with thanking God. When I get up in the morning, what are my first thoughts? I got another day ahead of me. I have to do this. I have to do that. Or are my thoughts turned towards Christ? Am I thanking him? You survived the night. If you woke up, you survived. God's good. We need to thank him for that. When we go to bed in the evening, if we're at home and we're going to bed at home, we survived the day, didn't we? Let's thank him for it. We need to begin and end with a thankful attitude. If asked whether my cup is half full or half empty, maybe my response should be, "I'm just thankful I have a cup." Whether it's half full or half empty, I'm not sure, but we're thankful we have a cup. God has blessed us there. Gratitude shouldn't be an occasional incident, but a continuous attitude. Let's look at two different ways real quick here that we can be thankful. The one is being thankful only as a courtesy. I receive something, I thank you. You receive something, you thank the person that gave it to you. That's a courtesy. We all do that, or we should if we don't. We thank people for what they do. It's like a verbal receipt. You blessed me with something, I'm going to bless you back with thank you. And that's good. But there's another thankfulness that is for us believers. And that's being thankful, maybe as a state of my soul. It's a heart-based thankfulness. It's not based on compensation. It's not based on what I get. But it's based on consecration. The one we serve. It's my character. It's my lifestyle that I'm to live. My prayers are to be filled with thankfulness. Am I so devoted to my Father that I thank Him even if I'm not blessed with a certain thing I prayed for? Am I still going to thank Him? I haven't received any special favor. Am I still going to thank Him? I believe it's in our heart. It's based there. Children, here's another phrase for you to write down. We are to bubble over with a thankful spirit. We are to bubble over with a thankful spirit. Now I want to look a little bit at what's the other side of thankfulness. What is the opposite of thankfulness? No, and I don't want you to say unthankfulness. What is the opposite of thankfulness? Complaining. I'm standing here this morning as one who's complained way too much. My family knows it. I've complained way too much because I haven't looked at the goodness of God. We can all probably say that we've complained way too much. There are so many things for us to think about that would just be better if this. No. We have so much to be thankful for. So easy for us to do. Philippians 4 verse 10 says, "But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again." This is Paul talking about the Philippian people here. "Wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity." They were taking care of him. And he's thanking them for that. He's rejoicing in that. He says in verse 11, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Paul says, I know how it is not to have much, but I also know how it is to be blessed. And I've been thankful in both. Can I say that I've been thankful when times are difficult? I'm growing in that, I hope. I haven't always been as thankful as I could have been. Will my thankfulness change when times get difficult? Where is my source of strength coming from? If it's coming from the Father, it's unchangeable. That strength stays the same. How much am I tying into that strength? It's there for the taking. I'm going to give you a phrase here. I want you to think about it. I'm not going to try to expound on this. We talked about it a little bit this morning in our prayer circle back here. But I want you to think about this, and I guess you take this and tear it apart for yourself. Complaining is an expression of unbelief toward God's sovereignty. I'll say that again. Complaining is an expression of unbelief towards God's sovereignty. I don't want to be guilty of that. And I don't think there's any of us here that do. There's a verse that we forget about when we complain. That's Romans 8:28. Who can say that from heart, by heart? I heard it somewhere back here. Garland, go ahead. According to His purpose. Thank you. When I complain, I'm not thinking about the verse, am I? All things work together for good to them that love God. There's a verse I skipped I want to bring in here. Now, children, this is a verse for you to write down. Excuse me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That was back where Paul was talking here about he knows how to be content. He knows how to be happy in whatever state he's in. He says, I can do all things through Christ. That's a promise for us to grab a hold of this morning. Through Christ, we can be successful in him. We can be thankful. I believe contentment and thankfulness go hand in hand. Turn your Bibles to Colossians 3. Colossians 3 verse 1 says, If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. What am I basing my affection on? Is my heart set on things above? Or am I set on things of this earth, worldly things? We are the object of God's grace, so let him be the object of our gratitude. If my heart is set on bringing glory to the Father, then I will have an attitude of praise. Complaining is not going to be a part of my daily walk. I'm not saying we don't slip up from time to time, but it's not going to be a normal part of my walk. Verse 3 says, For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Marcus already talked a little bit this morning about security in Christ. Where's the most secure place you've ever been? He says here, you are dead, your life is hid with Christ in God. Take a minute and picture Jesus being in the bosom of the Father. There's security, there's safety. There's absolutely nothing that can harm him, that can hurt him. But he says there, your life is hid with Christ. We are with him. We are in that secure place. That's something to be thankful for. We are hid with him in Christ. Hid with Christ in God, I'm sorry. That's beautiful just to see that. Let's look at Numbers 11. Just take a little example here of somebody that complained. Let's see what happens here. Numbers 11, verse 1. And when the people complained, he's talking about the children of Israel here. He said, And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. God doesn't like our complaining. Simple as that. He's not happy when we complain. He'd rather hear our thanksgiving, our praises. It says, And the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. Ungratefulness, complaining is serious. It's not something we need to just pass up. It's something we need to be thinking about. It's not something we want in our lives. Would I have been in this camp? Would this camp be today? And God would say, I'm going to burn up those that complain. Would I burn up? I'm afraid way too often that's where we've been. And I'm saying we've because I am part of that. How is my life expressed to those around me? Am I a complainer or am I grateful? Daniel 6 verse 10. We know the story of Daniel. Daniel was a man of prayer. He spent time 3 times a day, it says, on his knees in prayer. Then they made this new law. He had some guys that were against him. They made this new law that you cannot pray to your God. You only pray to the God that we set for you. Daniel did anyhow. He prayed to his father. And we know how Daniel was thrown into the lion's den and he was protected by God. This was a difficult situation for Daniel, I'm guessing, but yet he knew who his father was. He was thankful for the God that he served. The end of verse 10 says, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. He didn't do this just because he was coming into a difficult time, but he had done this before. This was common for Daniel. As he did aforetime, as he did before, he gave thanks. His relationship was up to date with the Father. Where's my relationship today? Is it up to date with the Father? Are we in communication? Do we talk daily? Am I in His Word? Something we need to be. Children, the last one for you here is thankfulness is the soil in which joy thrives. Thankfulness is the soil in which joy thrives. Something for us to think about. What are my responses when I'm faced with a difficult situation? Do I throw my hands up? Not again. I've been here before. God, why don't you answer me? Or do I fall to my knees and I thank Him? And allow Him to do what's best. We have the answers to life right here in this book. We have the answers to life. We've got the answers to eternity. It's nothing better than that. We have the answers here. We don't have any excuse. We don't have a reason to be complaining. Do I complain because I have problems? Or do I have problems because I complain? Think about that for a bit. I believe one of the keys to being really thankful, it's the only key actually, is to know the one who created us. Only through Him can we find true thanksgiving. He created you, He created me. He alone is worthy. No one else. Psalm 8, verse 1 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set the glory above the heavens. Verse 5 of Psalm 67 says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people praise thee. We serve a God that is so full of love, but yet He's a just God. We need to be a people of thankfulness. I guess I just challenge each one of us this Thanksgiving season. Are we thankful only through this Thanksgiving season? I know it's a good time to pay special attention. Or is our way of life a way of thanksgiving, a way of thankfulness? May our thankfulness come from within, from what we've received from our Father. Let's stand for prayer. Father, this morning we again want to acknowledge our thankfulness to you, Lord, for giving yourself that we have an opportunity to be a part of your family. We just want to bless your name this morning. And Lord, as we go from here, I pray that you would work in each one of our hearts, that we would be conscious, Lord, of our attitude towards you, our attitude towards those around us. Is it an attitude, Lord, of complaining, an attitude of being thankful because of what you've done for us? We just want to bless your name again. We want to make you known this week as we go throughout our week. Would you dismiss us now with your blessing? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.